This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
It's football season. It's in full swing. We have plenty of high school matchups starting tonight to avoid the trick-or-treat rush. But we got big-time matchups still going on tomorrow night. One of those happens to be my alma mater, Ray County High School, taking on Walker Valley. That'll be a top 15 matchup in the state, so should be a good one. And just down the road, McMinn County is going to be hosting East Hamilton. That'll be a number 22 versus number 9 matchup again. Big boys playing each other. It's going to be an awesome weekend for high school football. Getting real close to these playoffs. Also, coming down for the fancy schools, Knox Catholic headed down to Baylor to take on the monsters that are the Red Raiders right now. That has become a slobber knocker of a program. Still so impressed by what they have done this year. Also, college ranks. What was supposed to be the circled date of the year. We had 7 to 10 matchups, I believe, that were supposed to be ranked. Now only 3 total ranked matchups. Very interesting to see the volatility in college football, but one of those happens to be right up the street in Knoxville. We have Oklahoma coming to Tennessee. Whoo, buddy, this has been a matchup people have been looking forward to, probably vying for what people think might be the last SEC playoff spot. So, should be a good one. Joey Aguilar, John Mateer, two of the best quarterbacks in the country dueling it out. Also, headed down to Texas, the other team in Tennessee that's now a top 10 team, the Vanderbilt Commodores, take on the Longhorns. Arch Manning really needs to prove himself that this is going to turn into something more positive for him the rest of the year. So we'll see, but Diego Pavia has other ideas. So more playoff spots on the line for the SEC. Like and subscribe to Chatted Up Sports. Big show tonight. Be out tomorrow. We love you, and we out.